Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Well, prior to the plant closure, I was a servicing rep for the site, so I had been bargaining the contracts with the company. And when the announcement was made, I was put in charge of bargaining the plant closure agreement for our members.
What has that process been like?
Stressful, disheartening. I know a lot of them workers. I've known them for years. I know a lot of their families, maybe don't know the kids' names, but I've seen them. And knowing that this was gonna be a life-changing event. Normally when you're in collective bargaining, you're bargaining what's gonna happen over the next few years from what happened the previous few years. In these cases, you're trying to bargain a best short-term fix to hopefully help with the long-term solution.
The county executive just said something to the, that maybe Sumitomo would, you know, make good to the community after what it's done, not expecting the fallout that it's received from us. Do you have any hope that that would happen?
All we have is hope. I've dealt with the company a long time, and I'm not going to sit here and say they're the worst company I ever dealt with. They're not. I would hope that they realize, I know I've heard references to Bethlehem Steel versus this. In today's world, because the average size of a manufacturing facility today is a lot different than the Bethlehem days, this is our Bethlehem. You know, I told Sumitomo at the table, we don't deal with hurricanes and tornadoes, but you brought a hurricane. This was a hurricane to this community, these job losses.
When you came to the table today for the first task force meeting, what were the biggest concerns that you were bringing to the group?
Well, number one, the plan going forward, if there was additional plans to offer help to the members who are still displaced and we're trying to find jobs for. Number two, the water issue. You know, we talk about two other facilities employing 500 people. And both of them are good paying jobs. One of them is another USW plant, and the DuPont plant is also a USW plant. So our members are concerned that this water issue get fixed, because, you know, both the town supervisor and the county executive understand the need for water in manufacturing.
Do you have a rough idea, Jim, out of your 1,100 members, how many have retired since the plant closing and how many have found jobs since the plant closing?
I can give you a number, and it's a shot in the dark, basically, from what I've heard. Nothing is written down, but I'm assuming that there's somewhere between 0 and 100 that'll be choosing to retire. And then I would guess that there's, minus that group, probably another 250 to 300 that are working in another location.
How productive did you feel today's meeting was, and do you have a lot of faith that things are going to turn out the best way possible?
I always put faith in the people I sit in a room with. I wouldn't have came today if I didn't have faith that we could work together and do the right thing. My real problem is, as I said, we have to remember, and I'm not standing here saying that somebody who comes into that plant tomorrow is going to be able to meet the level of wages and benefits that Sumitomo paid. But we have to make sure that whoever comes in, based on numbers, wages, and benefits, it brings back that economic value to the workers and the community. I said it before, hundreds of thousands of dollars to the United Way. The United Way helps the most the people in most need in our community. We got to make sure whoever comes in there is paying a wage that allows those workers to take some money out of their weekly paycheck like these workers did and take care of their community. Those workers and that union that was there, who I think four service dogs for veterans, they funded the training and everything and provided them. Those are just as important to those. You know, these are the conversations I have with the members over there. They're just as concerned about that as they are their future.